Habit three, to put first things first. Ineffective people put second things first. They don't put first things first. They might even know what the first things are, but because they're so victimized by circumstances and other people and their past, they are precluded from keeping those first things first. And they end up, in a sense, bogged down in the thick of thin things. And Goethe's statement, things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things which matter least, applies beautifully to them, and they don't know any way out because they are busy, they are into a state of crisis management, they are inundated with all that is happening to them out there, and the only respite that they seek and feel is some break with it. Now, the net effect of these first three habits is that they create an inward lack of identity, lack of personal security, and a sense that the only worth that lies in them comes from other people's opinions of them. It's what I call a scarcity mentality. They see life through a filter or through a lens that says there's only so much. So if they see someone else getting more than they, even if it's a loved one, they might inwardly feel resentment. Outwardly, they might say, I'm happy for you, but inwardly, they are eating their hearts out, and they know it. And they can even secretly delight in the misfortunes of other people. Their security comes too much from the forces outside themselves and not from their own internal sense of worth and integrity. Habit one, in a sense, to be proactive, means that we're alive, that we are living our own lives. We're choosing our own response. The second habit, to begin with the end in mind, is in a sense the test of our meaning. What is our life about? What is our identity? What are we about in life? The third habit is the test of our integrity, our discipline, and our commitment to live by those things. That's the habit of having our lives integrated. We walk our talk. The main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. That is a real challenge and a true test of our integrity, of our maturity. Now, the ironic thing is, out of all of this interior work comes an internal power and a maturity that releases us from the terrifying sense of having our security come from the outside. Our security, the locus of it, shifts to the inside. Can you imagine the sense of emancipation, of true liberation, when a person senses that my security, my sense of worth, my identity lies inside me? It lies in things over which I have influence and control, and not in someone's opinion of me, not in the public opinion marketplace, not in how I stack up against other people. Can you see why such an individual would literally experience happiness with the happinesses of other people? That they would actually enjoy other people's successes, because in no way does it take from theirs. They don't come out of what Abraham Maslow called a deficiency state of motivation. Instead, they are in a growth state. They are in a becoming state. They're happy for the successes of others, and they can genuinely sorrow with their misfortunes. They don't secretly harbor hopes to hear about other people's misfortunes. They rejoice in the good things, and they look for the good things, not for the bad.